A privately funded group in Illinois is trying to raise money to recreate the 1850s frontier town of New Philadelphia, Illinois. New Philadelphia was the first town in the United States founded by an African American. Jonathan All of member station WCBU has the story.
Frank McWhorter was a slave in South Carolina and Kentucky for the first 40 years of his life. But while a slave in Kentucky, he started to work outside of his master's farm and earned his own money. He then started a business making saltpeter, a component of black powder, and saved enough money to buy his freedom in 1817 and his wife's freedom 2 years later. Free Frank, as he came to be known, then went to Illinois, bought 800 acres of land, and founded the town of New Philadelphia. Juliet Walker is a professor of history at the University of Texas at Austin and is the great-great-granddaughter of Free Frank. She says at its height in the mid-1850s, New Philadelphia was an active frontier town.
Imagine a bustling town with people coming in from their farms, going to the general store, picking up their mail. Imagine a stagecoach with local people or various out-of-state people traveling through Pike County to get to the Mississippi River.
New Philadelphia had its own post office, blacksmith, and other businesses that supported pioneers heading west and the local farm community. While it thrived for more than 10 years, the town disappeared when the railroad came through the area and bypassed New Philadelphia. The town has attracted the attention of the National Park Service that has added the site to the National Register of Historic Places. Peter Lusignan is a historian with the Park Service. He says New Philadelphia is a unique opportunity to fill in the gaps in American history.
Not only was it a community on the then frontier of settlement, but the fact that it was established by an African American, a freed slave, and what that might mean to how a community was organized.
The New Philadelphia Historic Preservation Foundation is currently raising money through private donations to rebuild the town and make it a living museum to help teach people about Free Frank and life on the frontier. But people that expect New Philadelphia to be an example of an early racial utopia will likely be disappointed. Heather Bangert is a researcher working on the history of race relations in West Central Illinois. Standing in the rolling hills that overlook the open field that was once New Philadelphia, she says Free Frank didn't even live in the town he founded, partially because it wasn't safe. Bangert says her research and recently unearthed artifacts show New Philadelphia was, at best, a mixed bag for African Americans.
I wouldn't say it was horrible because Free Frank did accomplish a lot here, founded a town. But I'm sure he was harassed. There were slave catchers roaming around, so I'm sure they had guns with them, obviously, and they probably did not travel alone very much, Free Frank and his family. And there were definitely people who did not want him here.
But Bangert says there were abolitionists in the area, and they often talked of Free Frank's business acumen and his persistence as an example of how free slaves could be a benefit to society. And that's why Juliet Walker wants to rebuild New Philadelphia and honor the life of her great-great-grandfather.
Shouldn't it be enough that New Philadelphia represents one aspect of African-American history that has been ignored, and that is the self-help, independent economic activities of blacks?
Walker says if the site is rebuilt, it could attract many tourists and historians, especially considering the recently completed Abraham Lincoln Presidential Museum and Library in nearby Springfield. She says the connection between Free Frank's accomplishments and Lincoln's life are a natural fit to anyone interested in American history. For NPR News, I'm Jonathan All in New Philadelphia, Illinois.